Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. Big or small, small or big, medium size or size medium, it doesn't matter. Social network, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, with the really, really big head, will add you. Once again, that fella, Mr. J, with the really, really, really big watermelon head, he will add you if I don't see him. I kid Mr. J. He know his head ain't the size of a watermelon. It's the size of a giant oversized pumpkin. So anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back and we can talk about it. Oh, and if you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. I'm in there. And you can say what you want, when you want, how you want. And I might even pay attention to it if it means something.
You should always pay attention. No, that's not fair.
It's not fair?
You're encouraging them to reach out, but then you take it back when you say if it's meaningful, because it could be meaningful to them. You know what I mean?
No, actually, I mean,
if it's silliness and nonsense, that's one thing, but, you know, you can't encourage people to reach out to you and then take it back.
No, I didn't take it back. I just said make some sense. That's all. No,
well,
see, because...
You said if it's meaningful to you.
Wait, hold on, because I didn't have Bubba from the Backwoods, and Bubba from the Backwoods
and you know
what? Crazy and reckless.
Yeah, but
and
I think Bubba sometimes, you know, he had a lot of ish and giggles happening. So, you know, sometimes that's okay.
Well, you know, but Bubba hasn't called or texted in a while. I think he
was. You were probably mean to Bubba, so.
I was really mean to Bubba. Anyway, shout out to Bubba. I hope you in Backwoods and them leaves is treating you well, like Charmin. The world's first ever human monkey hybrid embryo was grown in a lab in China. They said it viable and could have been born, but the process was aborted. Wink, wink.
What they're saying, so wait, I'm confused. So how do they know what it is then? They just made it and then they destroyed it.
Well, what they did was they formed the hybrid human monkey embryo by genetically modifying monkey embryos to deactivate genes, and they put them together. They injected the embryo with some human stem cells, and so they created some type of tissue into the embryo.
And it formed the life.
Well, they said that they stopped it after 14 days. that's where they call it the red line, meaning that the embryo could not develop a central nervous system before 14 mm-hmm. days. After that, according to you know these abortion laws, whatnot, it is, well, I wouldn't say it's a human, but it's a life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, there's not a monkey man floating around here. Well, won't be. Wink, wink.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see. So 20 years from now, God willing, you're around. You might see the world's first superhero, Monkey Man. Monkey Man. Monkey Man. No. Okay. All right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why they like to play with these things. You know, with, I don't know, things that they don't have any control over.
Well, they was controlling it. That's the Dr. Frankenstein. That was written about a long time ago, and they've been doing it, and I don't think they're ever going to stop. Speaking of something that should stop, any of you people who have pets out there, pig ear dog treats are linked to salmonella outbreak, according to the CDC. Apparently, there's a multi-drug resistant salmonella outbreak tied to pig ear dog treats, and it mm-hmm. spread across 27 states, according to the CDC. Said that 93 people in total have been infected by the bacteria, including 20 who had to be hospitalized. No deaths been reported so far, but these pig ear treats, they were sold at open bin pet supply stores. They were first recalled after the first salmonella outbreak was discovered, and the initial recalled outbreak was just 45 people in 13 states. It's, of course, doubled since then.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're one of them people and you got them, you're getting your pig ear on with your animal, one, you should have known. It said in your Bible you ain't even supposed to be messing with the swine, but y'all don't ignore that part. We're going to talk about all the other parts of the Bible, at least those. I think it's like 10 to 12 famous verses, and then the rest of it.
But that's the New Testament.
Okay.
So let's not get into that. Let's talk about the dog ears. The pig ears.
It's wine. It's wine. And I know some folks don't really care when you talk about what humans eat, whatnot, but when you throw that out there and say, oh, it's going to hurt my dog? People listen in.
That's true.
I made some folks stand up.
Okay, so wait. So you were saying people were hospitalized. Were the dogs hospitalized or the people hospitalized?
The people.
Or both? Oh, so the dogs are okay, though.
Yeah, the dogs are fine. They said testing by the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development revealed that aging bulk pig ear product tested positive for salmonella. They pulled it, and it can cause illness in humans and dogs, but they just said that it was 93 people and 20 had to be hospitalized. And they were talking about there's been a spike in heart disease among dogs because they're eating pig ears, because swine is bad for the dog too. Just in case you didn't know. A smooth drama public service announcement.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Speaking of quick announcements, y'all know there was the little black boy that was being charged with assault while playing dodgeball.
Yes, I spoke of that on Tuesday.
Yeah, apparently the charges were dropped.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's still sad, though.
Yeah, the charges should not have even been charges in the first place. That's a, hey.
All you want to do is play.
Right. Well, hey,
you
hit him in the face. Don't do that no more.
Incident, yeah, I mean, they've banned dodgeball in most schools anyway. I was really surprised that this was even a story because I thought they had banned dodgeball for that very reason. But I know they're bringing it back and just being more strict about the rules. But the little boy that got hit in the face shouldn't have been playing anyway. So, I mean,
right.
Kind of like for real.
Supposedly he has a condition. And I'm like, if he has a condition, he should have had a note. And he should not be playing dodgeball because 10-year-olds are not coordinated. And anybody who says otherwise, anybody who says 10-year-olds are coordinated are lying sacks of shit. I'm just going to say it. You sitting up there talking about how, as 10-year-olds with the pinpoint accuracy with the dodgeball, look, man, grown folks ain't got no accuracy with dodgeball. I mean, you can get close. There was a point in time in my life where I could knock a kid out. I can knock him over, all that. It was beautiful. I had a beautiful 2-year run popping these kids. But I moved on to bigger and better things now. No longer am I able to knock out kids. Because older kids don't want to play dodgeball. They play that putrid form of dodgeball where you can catch it. They have the little puff balls or whatever. The little puff balls.
Yeah, that's what they're bringing back.
Yeah, I despise that.
You know, where it's a line now. It's no longer the circle. You're in the line. You know.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Right, anybody who likes that form of dodgeball, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you.
I mean, I think it's better than just banning it altogether and not letting them play at all.
Hey, you might as well not let them play. I mean, look, because
it serves no purpose. Because it still teaches them rules of the game, And it still teaches them good sportsmanship. You know, games are, you know, there's a lot of components to games. I don't have to tell you this. You already know. Every game, you know, when they're 10, isn't about winning and losing. It's about the components of the game.
Right. So get out the way or get pained. That's real simple.
Duck and dodge.
Right. You learn your agility. I got my agility and footwork from that early dodgeball work.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think the circle does build a little bit more character, but, you know.
Yep.
I'm glad they get to play, though, regardless.
Anyway. So, I'm just going to say this is the dumbass of the week. All right, it's the state of Florida.
Of course.
You know, it's the whole state. You know what? You can Google Florida, and you know somebody was talking about. I saw it where you can Google your birthday in Florida. And they have something stupid that has happened. Or you just pick a day. Something stupid happens there. Yeah. it's just a special place down there. And it's that maybe it's the sulfur water. I don't know.
I was just thinking that. I don't know if it's the coastal stuff or the water, the swamps.
We're in California. California is on the coast, but retarded stuff don't happen in California like the.
Well, that's a different coast, though. We're not on the same coast, so maybe.
Yeah, it's still a coast, but anyway.
Okay.
So, a woman in Miami accused of hitting her sons with an extension cord, she got arrested. She's charged
mm-hmm.
with aggravated child abuse and child neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, told the kids don't do something. They did it. She came home, whooped their ass. Dropped them off at the daddy's house.
Mm.
So it's the state of Florida, and then there's this punk-ass daddy who reported her.
Mm.
Yes.
I don't know.
Why
is he a punk ass?
Well, for one, he, you know, him and her had a little argument. They had a little argument. And so his punk ass decides, I'm going to get the mother, you know, being petty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because things like that should be handled via parents, not by the police. You bring the police in, come on. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's a whole nother world after that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I would just like, I don't know, if she has a history, if there's been a history of, you know, excessive spanking, or if they were left with, like, open wounds. Because, you know, an extension cord can open you up. You know,
yeah.
So, granted, he probably shouldn't have told, but it should have been dealt with.
Yeah, that wasn't it. But look, we're going to go on break. We'll come back and talk. And the callers who are on hold, both of you, we will get to you after our break. This is Tash, Nightfall.
You know we peeping, y'all. You know we peeping, y'all. Slow motion stack, Pacific Ocean stack. I'm in a rowdy ass club, it's hella bitches all around me. This girl walked up, she said she glad that she found me. I told her she was tripping cause the girl ain't even know me. Then she told me, she wanna introduce me to her homie. I said, well baby girl, go get your chemosabi. I'll get my liquid niggas with me, so in the lobby. She walked with a smile, I ain't seen in a while. So we mobbed through the crowd, killer cow style. Walking with a leprosy, we pimp to perfection. For us to catch a date, don't take the love connection. Fuck Chuck Woolley, you want a date for sure, they want. All it takes is fine jewelry. I'm winking and drinking, what the fuck you think? I'm like a baby dog down, she in a long black mink. We straight standing in the lobby, straight face to face. This he said, cut the chase, let's bounce on my place. Cause ladies, we wait for nightfall. You're thinking that we sleeping, but we sleeping all of y'all. Keeping all of y'all up against the wall. But slow down, baby dog, you can't walk before you fall. Ladies, we wait for nightfall. They thinking that we sleeping, but we sleeping all of y'all. Keeping all of y'all up against the wall. But slow down, baby dog, you can't walk before you fall. Still close to getting toasted by the VAR. About to bounce with these bitches cause they don't live far. Niggas all up in my grill looking hella bizarre. I pour my drink on the ground for my dead homie bar. Grab my car keys, mocked out the function. Bust a little rubber, made my eye production. Talking in the friends, put the two door bins. I put the keys close, 20 so we look like friends. Walking through the night, everything is right. Whip rolled a blunt, but he can't find a light. Just when we about to blaze it up and get high, I peep the one time out the corner of my eye. Just one time, they wait for nightfall. We thinking that they creeping, but they keeping all of y'all. Keeping all of y'all up against the wall. Let's go down, kill a cop, he can't walk before you fall. One time, they wait for nightfall. We thinking that they creeping, but they keeping all of y'all. Wanna throw a nigga up against the wall. Let's go down, kill a cop, he can't walk before you fall. Roll past the cops, I'm on my cell phone blown. Doing 60 miles an hour in a 35 zone. Just when I thought it was about to be on, the girl pulled it to the gate of $1 million home. Fly landscaping, Cassie decorations. The living room was bigger than the club, United Nations. Faces to the point, I kicked my shoes off the techo. 30% when I talk, it made an echo. Echo, rolled up the Papa Beto. They want a skinny dip, but I ain't want to get wet, so Let's go, that's what she told Chad. She led me to a room looking like Stacey Dash. Baby got a pump and can't help but to feel it. And she told me that she married to a killer drug dealer.
What?
Should I A, stay, or B? Bounce immediately, cause haters, they wait for nightfall. We thinking that they creepin', but they creepin' all of y'all. Even all of y'all up against the wall. But throw down, baby, cause you can't walk before you fall. Haters, they wait for nightfall. We thinking that they creepin', but they creepin' all of y'all. Even all of y'all up against the wall. But throw down, baby, cause you can't walk before you fall. Can't do it,
can't do it,
can't do it. You can't walk before you fall. That's right, y'all. Slow motion style. Killer Cali on the mic. The Catastrophe fucking it up all the way from the Bermuda Triangle. Hottest shit on the street. 1998, 99, 2000.
Together you got drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Mrs. Brown Sugar. That was Tash, Nightfall, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And since we're back, we were talking, we got callers on the line. Caller number one, where are you calling from and who are you and what can we do you for?
Me, I'm just listening, man.
All right. Okay.
Yep, just listening.
All right.
I'm listening because I'm on the job, so it's easy for me to play the phone and listen and to get online.
I got you. Well, thank you for listening, sir. I'll put you back on hold.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Caller number two, you're on the air. Tell me where you're calling from and what I can do you for.
Hey there. Mom said if you could stop suffocating yourself with her, use tampons.
Okay. All right. So, you know. It's one of them funny guys who actually tried to get me to take his mom's used tampons. I mean, I don't know grown folks who walk around stealing their mother's tampons and putting them in their pocket and trying to, hey man, you want to see a used tampon? It's kind of beneath me, but okay. Good for you, caller. Aww. You suck. Use tampons. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of sucking, bull. You know what bull is?
A bull?
Yeah. Well, I ain't talking about bull.
It's an animal.
Well, yes. Yeah, CBS has this show, Bull.
Oh, the TV show. Yeah, I like that TV show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, apparently a lot of people, they renewed it.
Okay.
Despite the allegations against the star, Michael Weatherly, of sexual harassment, they gave the reason why they ignored it. Said, it's a show that does very well. This is according to CBS Entertainment President Kelly Kyle. Said, it's a very popular show. More than 10 million people watch every week. Michael is loved by our audience, and even after those allegations came out, people continue to watch. It's a popular show we want to keep on our air, and it's a very good show as well. And they defended it by saying, well, you know, he's basically admitting that he was guilty, right? So he said he's very remorseful and apologetic and is undergoing leadership coaching.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah, apparently they paid a $9.5 million settlement.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh.
Eliza Dushku. Oh. Got paid $9.5 million. And he's going through leadership coaching.
I don't know what leadership.
Leadership coaching. I don't know what that is either.
I mean, I know what it is. I don't see how that has any validity with what he's accused of. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not.
You do know.
I understand the Me Too. I mean, be quiet. I understand the Me Too movement. I don't always agree with the Me Too movement, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't think this is a Me Too issue. It obviously was something serious because she got $9.5 million. I mean, if it's something that's BS, no witnesses,
it's not that it's any BS. I mean, I think like this. I think how many women have been in a situation where they've been flirted with and didn't necessarily want the attention, or somebody's has come on to them aggressively and they, felt uncomfortable. And, we just kind of pushed it aside, or was like, we talked to the person and explained to them that, that's not okay, or we just avoid them altogether. I think, to me, I feel like with the Me Too movement, women are just like, it's time for men to pay to a certain degree.
Okay.
But, my opinion. I mean, now to me, it's kind of awkward because now even like when you're friendly with somebody and, you have these personal jokes or these situations that might happen between the two of you, and now it makes the situation awkward because now they feel like, well, I don't want to cross this line because you might go to HR. I don't know.
There's some good and there's some bad. So obviously there are some jokes that have been funny in the past that have been funny to individuals in power that weren't necessarily funny to women.
Yeah.
So those men in power.
I agree.
Right. And so now the stuff that ain't funny. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always going to be some people who want to game the system, right? Always going to be people who want to game the system. But we'll probably say 95% of the time, we're going to more than likely have what we got going on, which is, dudes taking advantage of their power, or in some cases, female taking advantage of their power. And
I believe it's across the board, male and female.
Yeah.
So then I feel like then there needs to be, those videos that we watched in the 90s about sexual harassment, those didn't work.
No,
so if
I see another sexual harassment video at the job, I can't do it. I already know. Nobody looks good. I'm not going to say you look ugly, but I'm not going to say you look nice. It's just, I'm just going to be like,
But see, that's the whole thing, though. I feel like a woman should be able to take, or a man should be able to give a woman a compliment, woman say thank you, and they keep it put moving. There's nothing else.
He said,
oh, that's a nice sweater. Oh, that's a nice, you look nice today.
Because there's different ways of saying it. And so I'm in charge, and I'm like, wow.
But I feel like it's not even about people in charge. It's amongst colleagues as well.
Well, colleagues, whatever.
No, I'm saying
if somebody
in charge, it's colleagues.
Right. Right. But you have colleagues, right? And so if somebody every day is giving you that compliment and just like looking at you, and so it's a comfort level, right? Everybody has different levels of comfort. And so every day I'm walking by you and I'm like, ooh, that's a nice outfit. You know, it's like, where's the line? See, and that's kind of the point.
Then she needs to discuss it. She needs to let that person know. You know, although I appreciate the compliments, they're making me uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah, and then that's where problems start. Arguments start.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And so
I guess it depends on how you handle it.
Right. And so we know these things, they don't end up well. But that's an argument for a whole other day. We ain't going to spend this segment talking about that foolishness. We'll just agree that there's some problems that we ain't going to be able to solve when it comes to personalities. Speaking of which, they still after Jussie Smollett. They still after him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
I'm sitting up there like, you know, the show got canceled. I'm like, that right there was a victory for me.
The show
canceled? Well, you know, the show
got canceled.
Yeah, it's gonna be it. They got one more year. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, that's kind of it. And of course, he ain't on the show no more. And I'm like, well, maybe I might be. I may be the only black person that's not watching it.
No, I am. I'm not watching it either. So, like I said, I didn't even know this was the end of it.
Yeah, I just read it. You know, I've said what I had to say about Empire. Anyway, this judge, Michael Tooman, he's like, he's standing by his decision to appoint a special prosecutor to re-examine the case against him. and he's not going to budge. And Smollett's lawyers requested that there be a replacement judge because he harbors bias against him and should remove himself from the case. And he's like, no. Nah. Mm-mm. I'm going to be on this one. So he's hell bent. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, I would just let it go.
Yeah, who got harmed? He didn't get the raise, one. Two, he had some people really beat his ass. It's kind of stupid. Three, nobody cares. I mean, it's not even important. Like, oh, you're still going after if you get him. Hey, he earned that. And maybe he'll.
But I mean, you just think about the tax dollars that are being used.
Well, I'm just saying you're gonna use some more. And I'm thinking he probably that'd be his chance to. Yeah, he'll be able to reclassify, and go to the female jail too. I'm just saying that, you know, we just switching now. It's like, all you got to do is say it. You ain't even got to be it no more. You can just say, hey, I'm transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get switched over. I'm like, I told you, I get caught up on anything, I'm switching. I'm transgender.
You better start growing your hair out.
Hey, you know what? Because you know they got females with. I'm gonna be transgender female. I'm gonna cut my goatee. I'm just, you know.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say you're a little
transgender,
bit
right?
To be a transgender woman.
Yep, I need to be in the jail with the females. That's, you know, because if it's that easy, I'm just saying. I'm that's where I'm going with it.
Okay.
All right, and speaking of going there, we're going to get into our hater of the week.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
All right, so it's a hater of the week. Brian Kozlowski, he was sentenced in Macomb County Circuit Court after he pled guilty to drugging his wife. This dude, he admit to poisoning his wife every day. so what happened? She said she felt tired, nauseous, and was experiencing blurred vision after drinking coffee on days that he prepared it for her.
Uh-huh.
And so she like suspecting something, so she set up hidden cameras in the kitchen. And the video showed her now ex-husband on a number of occasions putting something in her mug. And coffee was found to contain 127 milliliters of diphenhydramine, which is antihistamine included in Benadryl. And she had filed for divorce 2 months prior to the incident. So part of that is her fault, because you file for a divorce, you can't make nothing for me no more. I'm sorry. You're not, and
true.
Especially when you're getting sick. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. 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 That. Yeah. The day I file for divorce would be the day. Yeah. I'm not accepting anything.
Right.
That's
I mean.
Made.
Yeah. I have a hard time. You know. That's that old Method Man. I love a chick with an attitude, but I don't let her cook up my food. It's like, you know, I had to watch you kind of make it.
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
Folks are sincere about that putting you down stuff. And,
what do you mean?
Well, putting a root on you.
You feel like someone's going to poison you? Oh.
No, I said putting a root on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But I mean, if it's your wife, you feel like your wife would do that?
People, wife, whatever.
I mean, I already have you. You're my husband.
There's some folks who maybe they were doing you that way when you were dating. You didn't know it. See what I'm saying?
I don't know. I guess for me, that's a lot of work. I don't think I'd go those lengths, but, you know, I'm kind of lazy.
we're not talking about you. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying.
Yeah,
I just feel like you would know if that person was like that already. I mean, somebody that goes to has practices like that, you already know they have practices like that. I mean, they're just not going to do a root and then that's it. They have other things that they do.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're using crystals, they're staging, they're talking about spells and stuff on other people. So, I mean...
All right, well...
You know, that's a lifestyle. That's not...
I forgot to mention something.
Yeah.
This dude, you know what he got? He got 5 years on probation and 60 weekend days in jail.
60 weekend days?
60 weekend days in jail.
So he can go... Monday to Friday, he has to report to prison or jail on Friday, probably Friday night.
Yep.
The Friday, Saturday, and then he gets out on Sunday so he can go back to work.
Yep. Yeah. Shelby Township.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that in Florida too?
It's in Macomb County. I don't know exactly where that is.
I think Macomb County is in Georgia.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
I think that's Macon County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're doing something like that, you know, the fact their justice system there is horrible. Because you can poison somebody. And I mean, she's driving your kid to school. You're poisoning her. That's attempted murder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's in Michigan. No, it's Illinois. My bad. Anyway, shout out to Macomb County. Never going there. Y'all suck. and on that note, we gonna go on break again here. This is Nas, Suicide Bounce.
Petroleum jelly on your face. Yo, now, I got a big bet in the streets that you knock their ass out in the first 30 seconds of the first round. Get up.
Sitting up drunk, shuffling thoughts. Got paper, but I'm lost, losing focus. What a nigga still hustling for? My feet is straight, the family settled. Out of time, get the man in trouble. When wife be touring, my life get boring. Start to remember all types of torment. The devil's calling, but I don't answer. Mom passed with cancer. Leaving behind two granddaughters, two grandsons, two nines next to me in the phantom. Who lying? Big screen documentaries of Idi Amin. Gotta try to stay away from creeps with their bullshit. Trying to pull me back in the streets. War stories. Funerals with fancy laying from a dreadful slaying. Body viewing, that's the way. Niggas sit stiff in his Ferrari. No casket with his eyelids still open. Kinda spooky. Iceman watch on the suit Gucci. I'm above the standard, but dudes is more selling to Bradford. Taking you too rich, they wanna gun you. Kidnap you cause of they hunger. But you fuckin' with hunters. Camouflage and black hoods and dunk clips. Cause real niggas die with dumb shit. Camouflage and black hoods and dunk clips. Cause real niggas die with dumb shit. Like,
bitch, come on, man.
To y'all, power structure or knives is dangerous. Y'all be attempting this, the opposite, twitching shit, all up in your body language. Me, mother, your bitch, cause she leans over to look closer. Told you y'all spot the game the same. Now it's this and now it's that. Your eyes go front, your eyes go back. Surprise, I'm at the same place y'all be at. The dobby is, you don't know how I react. Like, I don't know where the party's at. You're foaming at the mouth, losing breath. Like a cardiac arrest, but I ain't impressed. Cause the fact is, y'all don't really want it. Two to the head, four to the stomach. Call more security, cause I come up. Anywhere you at, you scary cats. If you dare squeeze back, that shall rain. A thousand times harder than when I first came. Y'all not relentless, y'all dumb. And y'all just forgot about the consequences. Not a jail sentence. But see, the nigga you feed, who kicked the dude that kicked the me. We possess the recipes for death. The jealousy destroys the breed. The dog first, watch out for salmonella poison. I know kid who throw shit in your food to say that's the way you kill a man, avoid the shoot. Hey, hey, hey.
Together you got smooth drummer. All right, right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Nas, Suicide Bounce, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so Groundhog Day time. We just gonna go in.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, I mean, you know, they're like, they pulled up some tapes, Brown Sugar, Ronald Reagan talking to Richard Nixon, calling black folks, black delegates from Africa, monkeys. And they're like, oh my gosh. See, there have been racist presidents. Like, y'all just figuring out Ronald Reagan was racist. It's kinda acknowledged.
Who is surprised about this?
I don't know. I mean, folks was referencing it, talking about, yeah, see, because, you know, Trump is racist. And see, and look, Ronald Reagan was racist, like, duh. I mean, duh.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like. I'm wondering, are people that didn't necessarily weren't around in that era, are they surprised?
You know, because if you weren't around in that era, most folks not even paying attention. Shout out to Seti J. We're doing good. Most of them are not paying attention to history, no way. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, cause I remember Richard Pryor talking about it, like, yeah, I was invited there to the White House and went over to Reagan, said hi. He didn't even look at him, just ignored him. He's like, all right, then, well, I'm going to walk back over here then. It's like, I mean, and this is Ronald Reagan, the dude who had a lot of negative stuff that he did. I mean, for one, we talk about Taliban nowadays. I mean, he dedicated the Space Shuttle Voyager, Apollo, one of them shuttles. He dedicated that to the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, which we know are Taliban now, Osama bin Laden and them. Yeah, he did that. Or when he was on TV talking about my heart in mind says that I did the right thing, but the facts show that, you know, I was involved with selling drugs and arming the Contras. I mean, you know, he admit to racist crimes. And it was all good. Yeah, so Reagan was, you know, as Killer Mike called him, 666. Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. But, you know, racist comments from presidents, man.
I'm trying to figure out where the shock is.
Yeah, no shock for me. And so, yeah. Seti J in the chat room wants to know, can we narrow down all the people running for president? I'm like, I'll talk about it, because have you heard anybody, since they were in Detroit, did anybody say anything about Flint? Are they up there? Anybody
during
read
the...
it? Yeah, during the debate.
No.
What are we going to do about
it? I don't think so.
I mean, you know, we talk about Groundhog Day, right? Since 2014, when it was publicly discovered, I'm going to guess that it would be going on for a longer time. Yeah, they still have dirty pipes in Flint, Michigan. Nobody's talking about that. That's still happening. And they not the bill is supposed to be 2020. I swear.
Huh?
Yeah, that's next year. I swear.
Well,
I might
you know, they can hold on.
Yeah, I know, huh? Just keep showering in that poison water.
Yeah. You've made it this far. We're strong in Detroit.
You know, it's funny because there was a dude that he worked at a nuclear power plant, and I guess he had got some energy in him, whatnot, and they told him don't pee in nowhere but the toilet. He peed in the backyard and had radiation, exposed his family to radiation.
Wow.
I'm wondering how strong is the pee in Flint.
Oh.
I'm just,
well,
you know,
no, I don't know.
I mean, because it's obviously we talked about the hater of the week, the dude poisoning his wife on the regular.
Uh-huh.
This is every day. We're talking about 365 a year, and then the leap year is 366, so you get that extra day of poisoning. I mean, I'm not trying to laugh. I mean, but it's so pathetic.
It is.
366.
And just imagine, like, for people who are, like, health conscious and only drink water and didn't mind drinking water from the tap, so they might have gotten extra. You know, you think about somebody who may not have, you know, they're not necessarily into water before all this came and they were drinking the water. But then you think about that person who's constantly drinking water.
Right. And you're showering.
So their levels are going to be much higher, yeah.
Yep, you're showering. You're just killing yourself every day.
Yeah. And just slowly. Think of the years you don't even know when this started. Like, I'm sure they can't even pinpoint.
Well, yeah,
like
it got reported
long?
In 2014, but probably.
Okay, so let's just say 5 years before that.
Yeah, well, you can be more dastardly and say 5 years, but yeah, I haven't heard anybody talking about Flint. They're in Detroit. Nobody talking about how we gonna fix this water.
I just told you.
Oh.
They can hold on.
You can hold on. My bad.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You know, by the time we do our debates and then the second round of debates and, you know, by the time it even you elect a president, it'll be all fixed. You know, they'll be working on it at least or talking about working on it.
Hmm.
You know, they're still trying to draw the plans to get all the new shiny pipes and how they're going to, you know, put them in. And, you know, all that takes time.
Yeah, no, they already passed that. Yeah, it's supposed to start 2020. It goes into effect 2020.
And that's what I'm saying. All that takes right. time. You have to be patient.
Right. So they got 5 months.
Yeah.
All right. Good news, Flint. You got 5 months. 5 more months of poisoning before they start fixing your pipes.
Yep.
Anyway, hopefully there's no delays. Whew, that's a horrible thing.
It is terrible.
Speaking of horrible things, you know, we always end off horribly for some reason. There's Ole Miss students, speaking of Groundhog Day, Ben LeClaire, John Lowe, and Howell Logan, they posed with guns by the bullet-riddled plaque marking the place where the Emmett Till sign is. Yeah. Posted it to his Instagram. You know, doing it for the gram. And took the pictures. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Not a surprise either.
Yeah. You know, and
they'll
for
probably be suspended or something. I mean, you know, the funny thing about it is the repercussions for all of this is just like what's really funny. You know, there are no consequences to anything that they do. You know, I didn't know that was, you know, oh, I didn't know I didn't know that was racist. My intentions weren't to be racist.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where it's kind of obvious. If you know a tad bit about history, you know anything about Emmett Till, who was the young black man who went down south, allegedly whistled at a white woman and was beat to death by a couple of rednecks. And the mother didn't want a closed casket. She let the casket be open because she wanted the whole world to see what they did and how they do it.
Okay.
Yep. And so they're shooting holes in the Emmett Till sign. Because it's just honoring the memory.
The woman that he was accused of whistling at came before she died and said, that really didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
So even though it is marked that he died.
Right.
Senselessly. Not to say that even if he had have did it, you know, it would have been okay. But, you know, even still, they would want to, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, I mean, one.
The disrespect is amazing.
I disrespect her name. I'll never say it. I disrespect her memory because she carried that lie. And then on her deathbed, it wasn't true. You're not a tragic figure. You lied all your life, and then on your deathbed, now you won't tell the truth, so you don't go to hypothetical hell. If there is a hell, you belong there. And I hope your spirit didn't get to transition over. I'm just saying. It's just that kind of stuff. That it just, there's no place for that. You're going to lie and then won't come out on her deathbed. No, it didn't happen. No shit. And young man died because of that. Because you was callous. And these dudes being callous and knowing that he didn't do anything wrong now. Still, like you said, it's just senseless. See, you told me don't wish cancer on people. I'm not wishing cancer.
We still can't do that. We still can't do that.
I'm not wishing people's balls fall off or anything. I'm just, I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of hard. It's really, really hard to, you know, I'm trying to stay above. I'm trying to stay above.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm not gonna wish bad on them because obviously it's a circle, right? I don't want it to come on me, but they do deserve some bad stuff happening to them. They really do. You think that you earn that? You earn that negativity.
Yes, I'm not saying, and it will come. It will come. But don't you wish it on them.
I won't wish it on them. If it happens, I'll be happy. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head on her heels. Did you get your news from Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.